For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Cindy Burgess Gerson, what an amazing person. Jason, our gay son, Andrews.
Just saying. Okay.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Christy Dougherty, the OG Prime Supreme.
And our super-duper premium sponsor, Kelly Grant, the most gorgeous girl in Texas. We love you. Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bruvs. I'm Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV and the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast, and here I am with my gorgeous, sweet-natured little bestie, Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banter Blender. Hey, Ben.
Hi there. You are such a liar. I am definitely not sweet-natured, but thank you anyway.
You are, Ben.
Not. I'm not.
Let's You're one of the kindest people I've ever met.
Well, I'm a faker. I'm phony. Full of it. Full of shit. The things that go through my head. Not kind. Not sweet.
Well, I think the whole thing is that you keep them inside.
You know,
at least if they're mean to
me, you
do.
That's half the battle. That's half the battle, right? Because isn't that what being civilized is all about? Keep the bad stuff on the inside. So I guess you're right. I am sweet.
Yeah, just let it come out on the internet, guys.
Heard it here.
Yeah.
Everybody, welcome to the show. We have a couple tickets left for San Francisco on November 4th. At least we think we do. We haven't really gotten an updated count this week yet.
Yeah, or if we have, we forgot.
Yeah, but it's fun to just say it every time anyway. It, like, gets us into the mood, you know?
Yeah.
So get your tickets for that. We're going to be announcing other dates soon. If you guys are listening to this later in time on the calendar, and you're like, wait a minute, I missed that show. Don't worry, guys. We're going to be doing lots of shows. We're going to be touring. So go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find out our latest show dates, and there's always ticket links that you can buy there.
Always.
Also, another announcement is this week's bonus episode was hilarious. It was Top Chef Colorado's trailer. We did one of our
It wasn't the trailer. It was we just went through the bios of the people, the contestants, as per our tradition every year.
Oh yeah, so go listen to that, everybody. It's fantastic. If you want those, go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens and join in the fun, y'alls.
Yeah.
But today we have one of our favorite little shows, Below Deck.
Good old Below Deck. The yacht version of other shows.
Other shows on a yacht.
Like the real world. The real yacht world.
I have to say,
it's like The Blind Side, but on a yacht.
What, did you see The Blind Side?
I didn't. I said last week I was going to see it in anticipation of this episode, but I forgot. So in some ways, you could say that this episode snuck up on me like a blindside itself.
You got blindsided vanilla ice cream snuck up on not Sandra Bullock from The Blindside.
That's right. She was blindsided with some chocolate ice cream. What a life. Tell me about that movie.
I do not like chocolate ice cream. Okay, Sandra Bullock.
Okay. So The Blindside is a movie where a tough Texas lady adopts a high schooler who's into football, and he's really good, and he has a tough family life, and she loves him the way a mother could love a man, and then he goes off and becomes a successful football player for the Ravens, right?
I don't know. I didn't watch it either, and I love a Sandy Bullock movie.
Me too. I love Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, I love her, but I didn't see that one. It looked sad, and you know I always end up liking those sad movies, but sometimes I don't like crying. I don't like feeling emotions.
Yeah, I'm an easy crier these days, believe it or not, in my crusty old age. So yeah, you know what? It's like I love Sandra Bullock movies, but I've been watching them for 20 years, and I would like Sandra Bullock to know like what, like how about you do something for me now? I've been watching your movies. You do something for me, and then I'll watch The Blind Side.
Well, you know what? Maybe we need to go through our Patreon subscribers and make sure she's not on there before we say something.
Could you even imagine if she was quietly paying like $1 or $2 per month?
She's like, what are you talking about?
You know, I think about that a lot, actually. I often think, are there ever any celebrities who listen to our show, aside from the Bravo stars who tune in because we're talking about them? I mentioned this before, but wouldn't it be funny if someone random, like Melanie Griffith, listened to our show, you know?
Random. How dare you, sir? Melanie Griffith is far from random. She is Melanie Griffith.
She is pushing around a dumpling cart, getting her hair steamed out, but she has earbuds in and she's listening to us, and we're making it worth it for her. While Sigourney Weaver steals all the credit.
Sigourney Weaver stealing all the credit since the 80s.
Yeah. And you know what? She deserves it because she's Sigourney Weaver, okay? Because she may be stealing the credit, but several, at least five other people stole a Best Acting nomination for The Ice Storm, okay?
Yeah, kidding. It's like they do things so backwards over there. It's like Sandra Bullock, we're sorry we didn't give you an Oscar for Speed, so we'll make it up by giving you an Oscar for The Blind Side.
Yeah. Where's Sigourney Weaver's compensation Oscar for being snubbed for The Ice Storm? In fact, that entire movie was snubbed. I don't think it even got an Oscar nomination when it was one of the best movies of the past 20 years.
Yeah, you love you some Ice Storm.
Ooh, I love the Ice. I mean, The Ice Storm is up there with like Big Business and Soap Dish with me, except it's not as funny to quote on this show.
I was
going to
say, and just as hilarious.
But if you want me to work in some Ice Storm references, you know, some frosty Joan Allen moments of her breaking ice in the kitchen, I will do it. Some Katie Holmes high in a hotel room in New York City. I could do it.
It's probably still Katie Holmes right now. So this episode of Below Deck is The Blind Side. So we open where we left off last year, and this is where Nico's going to be getting his own Oscar because he's turning the whole thing around on EJ. He's like, you're drunk, go to bed.
Yeah. By the way, EJ is now in the opening credits. I just want to add.
Yeah, they put EJ in there. They're like, okay, EJ, we weren't sure about you, but when you said, this is my deck now, buddy boy, we were committed. We decided to go all in. You've really made it your own, EJ.
We're giving you a window pane in the opening credits. So, yeah, so now we're like you said, Nico is doing that thing. Like, it's basically they're reenacting the scene from Arrested Development where Lucille Bluth and what's the uncle's name again? Oscar, whatever. It's like, you're drunk. You're high. That's what they're doing.
You're drunk. Sit down. You're drunk. Go to bed. Delete yourself off the internet. That's basically what Nico's doing. And EJ's like, what are you talking about? I'm not drunk. He's like, yes, you are. And it's dangerous when people are intoxicated, eh? Go to bed. Go to bed, eh?
He's like, yeah. He's like, why don't you get your shoes off my deck? That's when EJ's like, it's my deck now, buddy boy.
And Jen is really mad, too, because at the dinner over wherever they were before this, when Rihanna said, yeah, I said, you're bitter. So Jen's all mad now. So she goes into her bunk and slams the door. And Baker is just loving everything, which Baker, I'm loving more and more every episode. She's like, those guys are about to punch each other out now.
I did like that when EJ said, it's my deck now, buddy boy. And then Nico goes, not anymore, man. I was like, how did EJ lose ownership of it? He's the bosun.
Yeah.
And second of all, I love how the fight is them just claiming that this little deck right by the tender. It's like, my deck now. Not anymore. It's mine now. Well, guess what? Bad news. I just got it back. Not so sure about that. I got a title deed and it says, Nico's deck. Oh, tough news. My bank just acquired your bank. It's my deck again.
Nico Fargo, bitch. So now Nico starts doing that thing where you're really mad at your boss and you want to tell them off really bad, but you can't. So you just tell off someone else in the coffee room. It's like, what are you even doing right now? He's like, I'm telling you, tomorrow, if I'm not boasting, I quit. Who's it going to be? You or me? By tomorrow, I want your stripes on my bed, or I'll take my stripes and you can put it up your ass. Eh?
I was like,
who are you yelling at?
Nico, real effective. Making an ultimatum to the guy who's your superior and being like, it's going to be you or me. I'm like, well, I guess it'll be you then. Because why would he just be like, oh, I'm so sorry for the sanctity of the boat. I will step down from my bosun position and go back to, you know, some Canadian restaurant. Johnny, whatever. Like, what's that donut place? Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons. Oh, I thought you were going to say Johnny Rockets. I would like that if he's like, look, this is how we do things on a rocket. Okay? I've worked plenty of rockets. And Bruno could be like, well, I've worked in a car before. It's like, no, it's not the same thing, kid. But you're trying.
Nico is also, again, he's trying to gaslight EJ. And so he keeps also saying, go to bed. Go to bed. Go to bed.
Yeah, he pulls out the Bethany Frankel thing.
Go to bed.
So Gally, EJ's like, no one has ever talked to me like that. And Kate goes, wow. Kate's so uninterested.
Yeah.
He's like, I just had to sit there with you people the whole fucking night. I even have to deal with this at home.
Yeah. And Nico's still he's just huffing and puffing. And EJ, I like EJ's reaction. He's like, whoa, remind me not to buy him drinks. Eh?
Well, remind me not to help him across a crosswalk next time I see the light blinking real fast. He's only got 18 seconds to get across. Don't look at me, sir.
Remind me not to say the full you're welcome next time he thanks me. I'll just say welcome. It'll be real cold. It'll pierce him in the heart.
Next time he gives me a gift, I'm sending him a thank you email, not a thank you card. That'll show him. Son of a gun.
Numpty.
Numpty. Cool beans, numpty, numpty, cool beans.
So now Nico's on the sun deck. It's like he's just like stewing, and Brianna goes out.
No
there.
Pun intended.
And she's like, blim, 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 blim. And he's like, I told him, you put your stripes on the table, and then we'll talk. And she's like, blim, 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 blim.
She's like playing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Wait, Somewhere Over the Rainbow only has one chord? She's like, be quiet. Blunk, 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 blunk.
Meanwhile, Jen is totally drunk in her bed, and she's like, don't come at me. You fuck up. You apologize. I'm like, what are you talking about?
She's like, no talking one to her knows airbrush. What they're talking about anymore. Yeah, she's talking to her brush. She's talking to her curling iron. Yeah. And EJ is her bunkmate, and he's like, oh, it'll be okay, beans, cool, cool beans, numb,
cool beans, I think it's going to be okay. Ooh. So then it's the next morning, and it's like the morning montage, and then the music just gets sad because Captain Lee's trying to open up a box of cereal, and he's like, God damn it.
Hey, I got an idea. How about you change the title on the box to Cheery Nose? How the hell am I supposed to get this goddamn box open?
How about we change the name of this box to Not So Special K? Because you think you're special, huh? Well, we're all a crew working together, all right?
How about we change this to Honey Bunches of Choats? That's what I gotta say, goddamn idiot.
How about we change this cereal to That's Life, as in Don't Complain to Me, That's Life.
How about we change it from Fruity Pebbles to just Fruity, you goddamn fruit?
How about we change the name of this to Work, as in, I don't got time for tricks, we're just gonna work.
Tricks are for kids, goddamn idiot. So, that was the best part, because, goddamn it, trying to open a box. So then it's the morning. And Baker and Bruno, you know, we get like a little tiny clip of them. And Baker's like, last night was crazy. Like, they called him intoxicated. EJ was the least intoxicated out of all of us. And he goes, yeah, right?
Yeah, technology, that when you drink, you stink.
Oh, yeah, Baker whips out some rhymes.
this
like episode. Definitely
some, the more you know. You know that Baker, did we talk about the fact that Baker's cousin is Thomas Ravenel?
No.
Her first cousin once removed. Her first step cousin.
Oh my gosh. Well, why was she the one removed? She's nice. He should be the one who's removed.
His dad, Arthur, is married to her grandmother. But it was the grandmother's, I think, not the first husband. So technically he's like a step cousin. But, you know, since he is a generation above, their first cousins once removed.
Whoa, that was a lot.
Like, yeah. What? Whoa, man.
Wow. So, the mess hall, Nico Bree. Okay. So Jen comes downstairs to eat like some peanut butter off a spoon or whatever the hell they do on this boat.
Yeah, she's
there's
pissed.
A big old thing of peanut butter. They love their peanut butter on this boat. It's like little dogs.
Yeah.
Dogs love a peanut butter. So she's
upset. Peanut butter is iconic with in reality shows where you're trapped in a house or a boat. Peanut butter is iconic, right? That's a real world staple.
Puck. Oh gosh. Well, it's also iconic in the real world. I mean, if you're ever in a hurricane or anything like that, that's one thing you always have to have is some peanut butter.
Oh yeah?
Everything else will go bad, man.
Oh, that's true.
I'm off peanut butter.
I was just on the fence about whether to throw out some Major Gray's chutney yesterday. I was like, I think I've had this for like 9 months or longer, and I feel like it's probably okay, but I'm not sure. And then I like tasted it, because isn't that like the worst thing you should do? Like, I think it might be bad. Let me taste it. Let me poison myself first.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. And I literally spent 10 minutes deciding whether I should throw out my Major Gray's chutney. And I looked it up on the internet. Does Major Gray's chutney go bad? And then it was like, maybe. I'm like,
thanks a lot, internet.
Yeah. No well, help. Guess what? I threw out my Major Gray's chutney. I decided it was, when in doubt, throw it out. So goodbye, Major Gray's chutney.
Thank you, Baker. Thank you, Baker.
Whoa, chutney, more like putney.
Hey, who made you a Major Gray, eh? Yeah. Not me. You can take my chutney and shove it up your ass. How about that?
This is what I've got to say, Major Chutney, Major Gray. It's either you or me, and I want you to turn in your bottle cap to me, and then I'll know it's me. Otherwise, it's going to be you, and I'm going to the trash. It's a great threat.
You tell him, Chutney. So Jen is just sad, and Bree's like, you okay? Breed like with the no
the
inflection
flower
ever.
Is like yeah.
And Nico's like, what's up, Jen? You seemed irritated last night, says the guy who was like screaming and yelling about shoving stripes up somebody's ass. And Jen's like,
I don't know, I'm just sad. I mean, I don't know, don't ask me about it, just crushed. I don't know, want to kill myself, wish I was drowning right now, but whatever, don't throw me a lifeboat, who cares about me? I'm just Jen. Nobody cares about Jen.
So, and then meanwhile, EJ is down there also, so there's awkwardness between EJ and Nico, and Nico's like, yeah, man, you got too drunk last night, you turned into a real asshole. I'm like, all EJ did was show up on this boat. That's all he's done, and recommend a different way to clean off salty windows.
Yeah, and EJ's trying to talk to him while he irons. He's like, so, we're not talking? He's like, huh, I can't believe he didn't go to the captain in that whiny-ass voice and be like, Nico told me to shove stripes up my ass. Whatever. Like, what are you mad at? That now you're mad that he didn't go to the captain?
Oh, poor Nico.
It was so funny. And EJ's
like,
can't
get out of his own emotions.
Yeah, he's like, some people can't bounce back and some people can't. So he's still, you know, just kind of trying like a dad. He's like, you okay there, buddy? You getting a good
Nico's
grease
like,
there?
No. No.
God.
Some chocolate. No, I hate chocolate. I thought you liked it. No, I hate it now.
You're not my real dad. So Baker is like, sometimes when you drink, you think about rules. I don't know when Baker came upon this rhyming thing, but I love it. And Jen's like, it's not because I was drinking, okay? It's stuff that I was told. It's not in my head. And I'm over it. Like, who cares what Jen thinks? It's just Jen. I'll just be over here alone being Jen.
Someone's like, did someone hear something? Did like a little flower pot fall over? I'm just hearing noises.
Kate's like, is anybody going to fix that squeaky door? Or is it just going to make us crazy until we all want our heads to explode? Yeah. So then we get a really odd scene. Now, the captain's been kind of casual. So far, we've seen him opening cereal this morning, which made me very uncomfortable. I don't even know what he was doing down in the kitchen. I like to think that he's just awake for 24 hours up in that cabin room, pacing back and forth, waiting to see a goddamn sailboat. Goddamn pictures. But now we see him in bed. And, of course, he's fully in uniform, which I like. But he's, like, laying in bed in his uniform, radioing people. And he's like, God, I can't park this goddamn boat. There's too many goddamn boats in the goddamn dock. So, all right, go to lunch, guys. Have a good one.
Yeah, it was a little uncharacteristic. So, because there's no place to dock, because it's St. Bart's in high season, the crew gets to take the little tenders out and enjoy some lunchtime fun in St. Bart's. So everyone's going to different places. Captain Lee, of course, completely removes his shirt and starts sunbathing in the spot heretofore reserved for Nico and Bree to discuss Nico's heart. So while he's doing that, Kate and Jen, they go to a little toy shop to buy stuff for who knows what. They're just buying stuff.
I guess for like the party, you know, how they have to decorate the tables and stuff. And Kate, you know, Kate loves a wig. So they're in some costume shop, and she's like, Jen, I'm doing this for you. She's like, thanks, Kate.
Jen, I'm giving you a Furby, and maybe you can work on your stew skills with this Furby, so try not to kill it, and then we can see if you can graduate up to dinner service.
It died.
It's like, oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
You never put the batteries in, you fucking moron. So she's modeling pirate stuff. Let me see here. I write down every single thing, of course. Okay, so on the other boat, the chef's just like sitting there reading his phone in his bunk because he doesn't have to cook, and I guess he's not going to go into town with everybody else just in case he gets a text back, which doesn't make a lot of sense. Or maybe he doesn't want to be tempted to drink or whatever. But
I mean, it would be a good time for him to like, you know, check to see how the pantry's doing, if there's anything that needs to be restocked, maybe check out the local markets for any good ingredients that might be good in a future dinner. I don't know. Things like that. Maybe something as simple as like some vanilla Haagen-Dazs. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe just see how the ice cream is doing, you know, like ice cream needs to be asked how it's doing. So he's looking at Instagram memes instead. I'm assuming looking at his girlfriend's Instagram account.
Probably.
And like he comes across this meme and it says, Friday just called. She'll be here tomorrow, and she's bringing the wine.
Well, at least someone's supplying something. So,
I put, he yawns. So do we.
He's he's like, wait, the guests ran out of wine, but Friday's coming.
TGI Friday's just called. Even they have vanilla ice cream.
So Bruno, Baker, and EJ are getting lunch somewhere, and EJ is showing off this weird thing with his forearm where if he like squeezes it, like part of his muscle bulges out, and he's like, yeah, I sort of want an anchor tattoo with a heart, and the heart will beat. And Baker's like, or just make it a naked guy, and like when you squeeze your hand, it's like his penis will get hard.
She laughs, she goes, bleh! When she laughed, her mouth opened so fucking wide, you could throw a fish in there like a seal. Like, you could just throw a fish directly into her mouth. It is the cutest, most widest mouth-opening laugh ever. And I thought, you know, I really enjoy this carefree Baker. And
it's like a Little Caesar laugh.
Oh, that's weird.
Didn't Little Caesar, the Little Caesar cartoon, didn't his mouth open, like, really big when he'd eat the pizza?
Pizza,
like
pizza.
Like a big latch?
Yeah.
Or is that just in my mind? Like, didn't, like, his, like, the top half of his head, like, roll backwards, and then the pizza would go in and close back up again? Or am I thinking Pac-Man?
I think Little Caesars probably stole a little from Pac-Man. I can see that. I remember that. I just remember Little Caesar, like, his nose is so big, and I'm half Lebanese, and I was always like, oh, my God, whose nose do I want? Please don't let me get Little Caesars.
I feel like the Pac-Man, Little Caesar, Baker spectrum is a pretty accurate one. It's like the natural evolution. It start like it's like, you know, that like man, the evolution chart where it's like a monkey and then eventually becomes man. It's like Pac-Man, Little Caesar, Baker.
Pizza, pizza.
I think that's just animal at that point. Which also is on the spectrum.
The animal spectrum. I like the animal spectrum.
Because I can imagine Baker walking around, like, I can imagine her drinking like like a Sunkist, and like all of a sudden she just is like hyper and just running around the same party going pizza, 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 pizza. And all the wasps are like, what is going on with this lady? She's just shaking every clothes rack, every bikini stand, every pina colada shop.
So Bruno tells the chef, he's like, what do you think they're doing right now? And EJ's like, oh, not the chef, EJ, sorry. I'm getting all my white guys confused in my notes. He's like, what do you think Nico and Brianna are doing right now? And he goes, boom, chicka, wow, wow. EJ's entire personality came out of like 20 years ago. He's basically like Stranger Things, the person. Like everything is from like the 80s, early 90s.
Basically, he and Baker are meant for each other.
Yep. Or Jen. I'm still hoping for my EJ Jen crazy eyed romance. So let's see. Jen gets back to the boat. They all go back to the main boat, and she texts her kid. She's like, "How are you? I miss you." And then just throws her phone on the bed and walks off. Like that poor kid. She's probably like, it's like her mom's either calling her sobbing about something, then hanging up, or then just texting and never getting back to the text.
We should also mention that Nico and Bree were swimming because they had like a little lunch date. They're swimming and being super flirty. And then once they get back on the boat, Jen gives Bree a little gift because Kate was like, my advice is give her this little leather tchotchke and say, this is my olive branch, and I'm sorry that I've been in an ineffective stew, and hopefully you'll like me now. So Jen's like, okay. So she goes over to Bree.
I love how Kate said it, too. She's like, she does her, like, fist punching down, like, in a musical, like, let's put on a show, or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, you just need to say, I'm sorry, I like working with you. I like working with you. And she's selling it, like, with a Kate complete straight face.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I had to spend so much energy doing that fist thing.
It's like, and exhausted.
She's like, I can't do it much. It gives me tendonitis. So Nico is also, I'm sorry. Jen gives the little thing to Bree, and Bree's like, oh, I'm sorry too. And they seem to be good. And Bree had just given Nico advice when they were flirting. And Bree was basically like, well, I think that maybe the way you should be looking at EJ is, like, you now have some extra help, which you really needed, and just, like, be happy because we all have to work together, or
and
so.
And maybe you could learn stuff from him, and he could maybe learn stuff from you. He's like, ah!
Yeah. So then Nico gives sort of an apology. He's like, okay, listen, EJ, you know, we all have to work together, and, you know, like, last night was, like, out of hand, so I don't need your stripes on the table or up your ass, but we can work together. So, you know, that's that.
I'm sorry for calling you an asshole. This should be cake. This should be cake together, this work. And EJ's like, well, I appreciate that. But I like that Nico waited to have this talk with him where he's standing on the boat and EJ is on the little boat way down below him. So Nico's still above him as he talks.
Yeah. And EJ's like, I appreciate that a lot, man. That's cool, very, the coolest beans of all. The coolest of the cool beans.
I will eat those beans, but I will never forget. And then he does that thing where he points at the camera really hard, like, I will never forget. Oh, scary beans.
Yeah.
Them some scary beans.
Scary beans. Yeah. So now it's time to pull up the anchor. Anchor time. Pull up the anchor. So Bruno and Baker spring into action. It's like those hand movements, you know, it's like they're doing the robot. And the anchor goes up, and Captain Lee is like, good job. And we're like, oh, he said good job. I'm tired.
Those are magic words, and now I'm tired. Was it because of those words? Did those words make me tired? I'm going to sleep.
Magic make me tired. I'm tired.
Magic make me tired. Words make me tired. Magic words make me... Oh.
By the way, if you were to go on to Bruno's Instagram right now, aside from the fact that there's a picture of him in a jockstrap, you would see his IG story is like a picture of him saying, tired.
It is not.
Go look. Go, Bruno.
On my phone. Can I do it? Can I look at it on my phone? I mean, on my computer?
Oh, wait, it already expired. But the one that was up yesterday was like tired. It was like tired, just did interviews because he was doing pickup interviews. So it literally said tired. And then like the one like earlier in the day was like, does this look like the face of a man who's tired?
Love it. I'm tired.
Tired.
So everyone's shocked because they actually did their job right. And the captain's like, whoa, well, good job. So then the chef is still texting. Girlfriend. The chef like, is basically
hello,
either.
Hello, hello,
hello. Hello, hello, hello. Oh, yeah, him. I was like, I'm here, man.
I was saying to you.
He's like, hello, I love you. I regret everything. I'm not drunk right now. Still love you. You there? Where are you? I'd really like to talk to you. Where are you going? This guy cannot have free time on his hands ever.
Yeah, never, never. So he's texting, still distracted, and now it's nighttime.
Because it's nighttime. We got a dock at night, god damn it. I can't see a goddamn thing. These distances are distorted at night. That could be 100 yards away, 5 miles away. Box of goddamn cereal. Anyone able to open those goddamn Cheerios? Anyone? I'm starving up here. God damn it.
I resent this drawing you put of me on this cereal box.
Oh wait, it's called Captain Crunch. Oh, never mind. When at this point it was like,
guess
Blair
what the captain
Yacht
didn't
Project.
Get to do today? Crunch on something. That's for goddamn sure. Sorry.
No, it's okay. So yeah, they're navigating in the dark. I was saying it was like Blair Yacht Project because they're like, all right. And they like someone gets out there on the front with a flashlight. They're like, let's see. Ah, it's a sailboat with a mast.
All right, I see it.
And they're like, right. Oh my god, look, Bowie. It's a rock.
I see it.
It's like it's a starfish. Starfish.
Did you notice that they showed a starfish in this
episode?
I did. Oh my god, I got a screenshot. I was like, starfish.
I almost feel like they kept that in there for us. I was like, starfish has finally made his appearance.
Starfish.
So let's see. Sailboat, right? There's no light. Yeah, you said that. So anyway, they have to dock, and they start talking themselves through it, and EJ and the captain and Nico are all working on the radio, and they're all being very calm. They're like, hello, Captain to Beans, Beans. Cool, Beans, cool, cool Beans. Cool Beans, Captain. Okay, eh? All right, stripes up your ass. Beans, cool. Numpty, got it. Dock. And they get the boat in, basically, is the point.
Yeah. It was like after all that drama, it was like, oh, look, he is docking in a reasonably lit area. So
everyone get up here. Jesus Christ. Fucking well done, crew.
They're like, whoa.
I am. What do you say? I feel like I'm going like that cereal downstairs. I feel like I'm going cocoa for Cocoa Puffs because I'm so happy of your fucking great job docking.
And Bruno's like, oh my god, magic word, boom. They're like, oh my god, why did Bruno fall into a coma? Someone
I got scared because I thought they were burglars, but it turns out it was just a Cookie Crisp guy, and now I'm tired. I thought it was a wanted poster, but it was cereal box.
So the captain goes, maybe I should blindfold them so they can work in the dark all the time. So in the bed, it's bedtime, everybody's sleeping, and Nico and the chef are bunking together, and Nico's text again goes off, and his girlfriend, like, why didn't you call me last night? Why didn't you text me last night? And then the chef hears the buzz, so he checks his phone, and there's still nothing there.
Yeah.
And Nico's like, tomorrow, and then silences his phone, and the chef's all sad, rubbing his belly.
Aww, dreaming of balloons, and they're knots. So the next morning, it's a brand new, fresh day. Bruno is training Baker. She's making her do, like, an endless squat. She's like, can I get up now? No. Now? No. Deeper. Now? Bruno, I've been here for, like, 30 minutes, bro.
Bruno, I'm getting tired.
Oh, you're tired? I'm tired. Falls over asleep.
He like naps on her squat. So now it's time for the. She's like, can I stand up? No, you pillow now.
He naps on her squat.
So it's the charter meeting, and we learned that Lee Twohi, whatever, I don't know how you say that name.
Leanne. Leanne something.
Antoine Tuhi, the blindside lady, she's coming on board. And Matt's like so happy. He's like, I like it. You know, they're not pretentious foodies. They're like simple people that like simple food. They're not going to be like, oh, this zest and the zest and the lemon zest, whatever. I'm like, you know what? You're a chef. You should be condescending to them right now. You should be wanting to impress them and not be like, oh, good, I can try out my Caesar salad again.
Yeah, wow, I get to make them a steak. That's exciting. And even the thing he uses to be – and also this guy's so nice. I feel bad for some reason bragging on this guy because he's so nice. But the thing that he uses as his example of snotty people, they're not going to go, oh, this lemon doesn't have enough zesty in it. Yeah. Really? That's your thing? Like, lemon zest?
It's like, you know what? You would have a right to talk like that if you were consistently putting out amazing food and people were still nitpicking. But, like, you undercooked your Brussels sprout risotto. You overcooked that steak. And in the future, you will be making your horrific Bananas Foster. The second time you made Bananas Foster, too, by the way.
Yeah, with the wrong kind of ice cream. And then when someone complains about it, you say, well, no, but I have mint chocolate chip. How, in what fucking world are you going to pair mint chocolate chip with banana, sir?
Yeah. I just want him to aspire beyond, like, cafeteria food at the Smithsonian, you know?
Well, that made it very fancy, actually, the Smithsonian cafeteria.
Well, because I wanted it, because it's still a yacht. It wasn't. You know why I said the Smithsonian? Because when I went to D.C. like 4 years ago, of course, I read up all the, like, where to eat in D.C. And they're like, well, actually, the commissary at the Native American Museum is quite good. And you can get some regional favorites as well as some wonderful Native American cuisine. I was like, sweet, I'm going to go there. I love Southwestern food. I'm intrigued by Native American cuisine. I would like to go there. So I go. All that shit was overcooked and nasty. It wasn't like Native American food is nasty. It was just like shitty cafeteria food. I was like, fuck this shit. They're trying to be all fancy, but still cafeteria food. So that's why I like went to the Smithsonian. It was a very specific reference in my experience.
Well, I'll bet you even they had vanilla ice cream. You know they did.
I'm sure they did. Even everyone has vanilla ice cream. Homeless shelters have vanilla ice cream.
I love in this meeting when he's like, well, this lady's from the blind side. And everyone's like, what's that? He's like, a movie. You know that movie. And Kate goes, that movie where they adopted somebody? It's like, yes, it's Annie. Okay. It's
Little
Annie.
Man Tate. Oh, is this about Jodie Foster in the woods?
They adopted a humongous guy. Okay. It's a pretty specific poster.
Got it. Daryl Hannah, she's a mermaid. They bring her into the family. Got it. Love that movie also.
So EJ deck meeting. He's like, guys, I want to have a meeting. Wanted to say beans are cool. You guys are doing a great job. Now, look, with me being the main squeeze, Mr. Man, huge beans, right? The boss, right, Nico? Oh, yeah.
Me being boss and all, I'm sorry, I should speak in pig Latin. Me being Osun Bay, if you know what I'm saying, right?
You better shove those Osun Bay stripes up your ass, eh?
Now that we're having this meeting here on my deck, numpties, eh, Nico, get it? Call back? He's like, rrr.
Below my deck. Guys, I want to talk about a little word called teamwork.
And teamwork, like,
yeah. Yeah, no, go ahead. Teamwork makes you dream work! Blah!
Nico's like, my dreams work on something else. Fine.
And Nico goes, you know I crossed boundaries with the guy. I know I went too far when I told him shove stripes up his ass. But you know, it's just the way that he is. I can't stand the guy. Eh?
And they cut to EJ fist pumping everyone going, boosh! Like, Nico may have a point.
Yeah, he's the worst. He's that guy who's always coming in with that positive attitude. He's like, guys, we're going to talk about productivity tonight.
To motivate all of you guys, I'm offering up 2 tickets to Sugar Ray, to whoever's the best worker.
$5 off a Cece's pizza visit. Guys, light up.
Who wants to see Smash Mouth tonight?
Guy, I'm going to smash his mouth, eh? So the guest, Leanne's like, whoa! These people are as Southern as they can be. She's like, whoa, look at you, chef person. I'm used to big people, and woof, you can cook, too. I'm like, yes, we know that you're in a movie about adopting a huge person, Leanne.
Yeah.
I can just, this is a lady who's going to make a reference to that time a movie was written about her in every single scene she's in. And she does.
Yeah, no, and that's exactly what she does. I'm like, I'm surprised she wasn't like, wow, now I just want to warn everyone, I'm not into bullshit. Or as they say in England, bollocks, which is sort of like that word bullock. Oh, Sandy Bullock. Sandy, she's a friend of mine.
Hey, sometimes you need to take the bull by the horn. For example, Bullock, Sandra. Okay.
Well, at what point are we going to get up to full speed here? Speed. Remember that movie Speed with Sandra Bullock? Oh, she's a friend of mine, too.
Isn't she lovely? Is that Stevie Wonder? He is blind like the side of the blind side, which is a film about my own life starring Miss Sandra Bullock.
You know who I bet was wealthy at one point was off. Sylvester Stallone, who's in that movie called Oscar. You know what else won an Oscar? My movie.
Yeah, pretty much this whole time. So her whole family is kind of like that. Yeah. And Kate's like,
these mermaid people seem to be very excited.
Well, these are Southerners like my family. Authentic, spiritual, not preachy. Classy, sassy, not snobby. Have I ever mentioned my family before? No, there's a reason. So everyone's getting everything prepped for lunch or dinner, whatever
and
the hell meal
course,
is next.
Of course, we cut to Matt, and it's like...
Text.
Yeah.
Text.
Did you hear that? I just typed YGYGYGYGHHHGUYXXXXX.
No, I didn't hear it, so I was just finger sound effect.
Oh, I was texting. I was pulling up close to the mic so you could hear like a... But apparently my Foley did not work.
I have a feeling a lot of them was that thing on the iPhone where you press the little draw button and then you could draw a heart and send it and it shows you drawing the heart. I think a lot of them were like that, like question mark draw. God, she's not even writing back my draws.
Who uses those draws? I don't think anyone uses those.
I do. I write little hearts to you all the time. How dare you ask?
Like I said, who uses those?
Who? You? So Kate is getting everybody ready. She's like, oh, Jen, good. You're already doing the cheese plate. And Jen's like, oh.
Bree was doing the cheese plate. Because Jen was like, cabinets. And Kate was like, all right, Jen, I'm going to need you to go down to the master, start working in the master. Oh, Pri, you're already working. Look at you being proactive. That's a nice feature of your personality.
Man, Jen's like,
So Lee's like, so, Captain, you drive the boat. What do the little people do? I'm like, geez, Leanne. And her friend's like, well, people have different jobs. For example, that person pulls a rope. And she's like, what does she do? Pointing to Kate. And the friend's like, she's in charge of service. And he goes, she needs to eat more. Leanne, you are really cruising for a bruising, bitch.
Yeah, be careful. Don't mess the wrong stew.
Yeah, watch yourself. That woman is in charge of all of your carbs for this trip. Okay? So Kate goes into the kitchen, and she's looking over the meal plan with the chef. And he's like, staring at his phone still, and you just see the annoyance start to rise in Kate, but she's like, I don't know what to do. I haven't yelled at him before, and now just yelling at him in the middle of everything just seems wrong. Like, you can't start by not yelling and then start yelling. You have to start by yelling and then stop yelling. Are we filming the season backwards?
Maybe if I just peer at him from below the cabinets a few more times, I can work myself up to a yell relationship. So the guests check in and are like, so what's the plan with the food? And he's like, well, I'm going to make you guys peanut butter and jellies. And then afterwards, I'm going to make a local bananas foster with some of the local bananas. I'm like, okay, you already made bananas foster for some other people. And second of all, local Bananas Foster is not any better than regular Bananas Foster. First of all, you light the rum on fire, okay? So, like, the local rum, I don't know if you're going to have that much of a presence. And, like, local bananas, like, it's you're just making a very basic dessert. And I'm sure it's delicious. It's delicious in its own way, the way a brownie is delicious. But, like, don't try to gussy it up.
Yeah, he's like, I heard Bananas Foster somewhere, huh? Like, that was in your own head. So lunch, he's still checking his phone, and Kate's like, So she's, they're all eating their lunch, and she's like, I bet you $20 they say grace. Good Lord, bless this food, protect the people around us, bless these people and the people who can't be here right now, body or spirit. Not making fun, just pointing out that that's generally how prayer goes. So, okay.
Just observing.
And the chef's and, typing, are you getting my texts?
Yeah, that's something you never want to send that as a text, by the way, to an ex. Hey, are you getting my texts?
Yeah.
It's more like, I think what you should be getting back is, hey, are you receiving my message of silence?
Can you hear my deafening silence, sir?
Yeah.
So he serves the salad, and they take it out to the people, and I guess there's eggs on the salad or something, because I guess it's her kid goes, you know how many eggs they had to kill to make that?
I didn't even hear that. I just saw a very simple salad, and I thought to myself, I'm sure it's a lovely salad, but I know if I just got on the yacht, I would want something more than that salad. Like, it just looks like a basic salad with they had eggplant on and some chicken. I don't know. I want something nicer.
You know what I would like? I would like some food with some more speed, which is a film that Sandra Bullock was in before she was in a film about my life, which won her an Oscar.
Let me tell you something. I just demolish this place. You can call me Demolition Woman, sort of like that movie Demolition Man. Oh, you know, Sandra Bullock was in that.
I don't mean to be rude. You know, normally I'm Miss Congeniality, which happens to be a film that a good friend of mine was in. Named Sandra.
Listen, I was wondering, could you guys do like a Hollywood party tonight? I'm gonna take a nap. You can set it up while I'm sleeping. Oh, you ever see that movie While You Were Sleeping? Sandra Bullock is in it.
Anyone else feel the need to trim someone else's eyebrows? That always bothered me about that movie, that guy Peter Gallagher. He's so handsome, but God, those eyebrows are so big.
I just hope this yacht doesn't crash. Am I referring to the movie Crash or Speed 2 Cruise Control? I don't know. It's double Sandy.
How about we get through one meal before we start sequelizing it? Everybody? Everyone agree? The film that Keanu killed. Okay.
Man, this cocktail is good. I could fall in love with it. What is this, like Love Potion number 9? Oh, it's a Sandy classic.
So let's see here. Kate.
That's all right, Ronnie. You can keep on talking. I got nothing but time to kill. Oh, you ever seen them with Time to Kill?
I wish him like John Grisham. So Kate is hating them, I think. She's not really showing it that much. But I feel like when Kate pulls out typing paper to cut out bad stars and draw on them with Sharpies, she's just kind of giving up on the guests.
Yeah. And she's doing like the bad stars that look almost like the Super Mario stars.
She's like,
well, not proper, like Hollywood stars.
I'm not wasting my seashells and sea stones on these idiots. So EJ's like, I'll help you cut stars, beans. And he's like cutting them out. And she goes, wow, aren't you good at cutting out stars? And he goes, well, Rome wasn't built in a day. Okay. Make that rhyme and you're going to officially be married to Baker. Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate the fact he just threw out a generic cliche that had nothing to do with anything. Well, you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles. Anyway, while they're doing the stars, all the guests are out in their water toys, you know. You know, this, I love this sea bob. I love the way it floats, you know, just like hope sometimes. Hope floats. Hope floats. Floats so hard.
Only because she eats enough sandwiches. Did you hear me, Kate?
You know what? I'm glad it's all of us, because otherwise it'd just be one if by sea. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you know, Sandy was in that, too.
You son of a bitch. You know what? I just can't be outside. I can't stand the heat. Speaking of...
I think I've truly run out of Sandra Bullock movies at this point. I don't think there are any left.
God, how long is lunch going to take? 28 days? So stupid. So let's see here. Jen?
Listen. Everyone just enjoy this, all right? Because you need to give a two-week notice before we cancel to get our deposit. Two-week notice. That reminds me of that movie.
Oh, my God, it's a fish. Get the net.
Now, listen. Now, did everyone listen to safety instructions? It's very important. You have to take them with a certain degree of gravity, okay?
Oh, my God. Listen, I want to say no, but I will say, yeah, yeah, sisterhood.
They're like, that doesn't even make sense. Well,
listen, I've been through a lot of films, all right?
Well, listen, aren't you happy that you're here on this yacht instead of the lake house?
So silly. Oh,
sorry about the puns, just weaving some of my practical magic.
So the lunch is late, and she's getting really pissed off, and Matt is just down, still he's in his bunk, still texting his girlfriend, and Kate's like, Matt, did he say where he was going? Matt, Kate, well, I guess we will put some bread in the oven. Okay, guess we'll just go ahead and do that. And Leanne's upstairs going, come on, boat people!
I also want to point out that during this time, pre-passive-aggressive bread loading into the oven, that Jen, normally at night they change into a certain outfit, but because Kate and Bree were so busy working, they didn't have time to change. So when Jen comes out in her outfit, Kate's like, no, we didn't have time to change, so just change back. And Jen's like, change back? Into what? She's like, what we're wearing. Huh? You see what I'm wearing?
I just can't win.
So anyway, while Matt is texting again, the guests are waiting, the bread's in the oven, and Kate is starting to get into full on like bitch mode, which is our favorite. She's like, it shouldn't be my job to make sure the chef is doing his job. Huh. I mean, I shouldn't have to tell you, hey, we're on a yacht and guests would like to be fed.
And then the husband, I'm assuming it's her husband, the big guy who's always got his arms crossed. He's like, I'm mad. I'm like, you can wait 5 minutes for a meal, sir. Okay. So the chef finally shows up and Lee is like, well, it's funny that because Kate has given them all their Sharpie stars. And she's like,
well, this is like the Hollywood Walk of Fame, except you're all typing paper with Sharpies. Congratulations. You're nothings. Enjoy your lunch.
And she's we didn't even bother to center your names on a basic Microsoft Word document and print them out. We just wrote them, Charlie.
I'm going to pretend that these aren't the most offensive play settings I've ever had because I'm an actress. Am I the best actress? No, that is Sandra Bullock because she won that award after playing, guess who? Yours truly.
And Kate's like, oh, she won an Oscar for that?
Kate, where the hell have you been?
I don't know. I guess I was watching some Merchant Ivory movies. Was that the year that they said that someone else was robbed of the Oscar? I can't remember.
I'm sorry. I was very busy watching real movies like Awakenings, Amadeus, etc.
Sense and Sensibility. Two things that maybe you could look into.
You know what? At this point, I would settle for Sense or Sensibility, frankly, ma'am.
And Leanne's like, that is rude. And she goes,
well, here's what I think. You should have won the Oscar.
Leanne's like not even arguing with her, even though she couldn't.
Leanne's like, she's right. Both people are right.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda. Am I right, Academy?
So after these four courses of bread are done, when we gonna get some real food around here?
Both people. I don't know.
Boat people.
I just leaned back for a moment.
Boat people.
I'm like, let's let that boat people, that last boat people really sink in, guys. Boat people. A film not yet made by Sandy Bullock, but could be possibly made if anyone gave my second life a chance on this boat. Let me see here. What happens after this? Okay, they finally get their food, and now it's time for dessert, and he's made Banana Foster with chocolate ice cream, which, you know, doesn't sound bad to me personally, because I don't trust people who say things like Leanne, who says, I hate chocolate ice cream. Excuse me? Are you American, ma'am?
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this person right now. But to be fair, even though bananas and chocolate do go well together, I don't want chocolate ice cream in my Bananas Foster.
Can I just tell you, I yelled so loud that Siri heard me, and she typed out, hey, chocolate ice cream, excuse me, are you American, ma'am? And then Siri said, hi there, Ronnie. Bitch, I don't have Siri turned on. What is she even doing? It was sitting on my desk.
Siri is like, yes, Sandra Bullock did win an Oscar in 2010 for that performance, which surprised many.
The Siri wiki, just dissing Sandy Bullock's.
Siri's like, I mean, I guess we'll just overlook Meryl Streep in Julie and Julia.
So we come upon this vanilla ice cream drama where he's like, what? Yeah. And then he suggests mint ice cream, mint chocolate chip. And Kate's like, okay. Now this is where we get the entire village to come together and put on a play. Can you do fresh cream in the KitchenAid? And we'll say it's fresh cream instead of ice cream. You know what? If he were an asshole, I'd yell at him. But he's like a little Canadian puppy. You just can't beat little Canadian puppies. Okay?
You know, it's bad when your stew is telling you how to fix your own blunder. I mean, you're a chef. You should be able to jigger something out. I don't know. Well, you should have also checked for vanilla ice cream, too.
Yes, and also, he's still texting while she's fixing the shit. And she tells Brianna, tell him, here's your Banana Fosters with fresh vanilla cream. Just leave out the ice. And he's like, text. Did you get my message yet?
Also, by the way, he's now messed up Banana Foster's twice. Okay, Bananas Foster. He's messed it up twice.
Now, Leanne, of course, is like, oh, it's ice cream. Wait, it's whipped cream. And then her husband's like, I wanted vanilla, and crosses his arms. Now, I'm not going to go in on him because he is right to want vanilla. I mean, they asked for Bananas Foster.
I would cross my arms. I would be pissed if I asked for vanilla and I got whipped cream.
I just think this big guy is hilarious. He keeps crossing his arms and pouting. He does it like every scene. Like every scene when he doesn't get something, he's like, but I wanted it. Like, you are a little too old, Veruca Salt. Calm it down over there.
Also, I don't know if you noticed it, but there were like a whole bunch of timestamps happening. And basically, this whole process took place over like 25 minutes or half an hour. I would be annoyed if I'm like waiting around and then I get like that, you know?
Yeah. I'm not going to go in on him for that, believe it or not. I won't do it every week, okay, guys? So let's see. Everyone goes to bed mad, basically.
Yeah. And Kate.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm just looking through notes. Yeah, I was just going to go on to the next thing where Kate's telling Jen. She's like, I'm sorry, but look at that. And they showed the bowl of it. She's like, that mush is disgusting. I don't know if this is Bananas Foster or if a seagull took a big old shit.
And then Matt like pokes his head in, like as she's saying this, he's like, good night, everyone. You're like, yeah. Yeah, Baker's crazy. Bruno's he's tired sometimes. Yeah. EJ
sure
Numpty,
did take
cool
a big
beans.
Pigeon shit. Ooh,
he sure did. I like that Matt is so nice and Canadian that he doesn't even get mad at Kate. Because you know if Ben poked his head and he'd be like, okay, what's the problem? Why don't you make the bananas faster? You know what? How about next time you call it the third course instead of dessert, and then we'll have a proper situation.
How about next time you learn to serve so I don't have to explain every goddamn thing with intellect that comes out of my kitchen, all right, darling?
Hey, darling, why don't we talk about dill and how it's such a unique flavor? Okay, darling, maybe you can do that. I'll be with Rabbit. Bye.
Yeah, every time Kate goes after Chef, he's like, you know, she's right. Okay, you're definitely ready for marriage, sir. Good luck getting that girl back.
Yeah, exactly. So so Matt finally gets through to Samantha, his ex, because she's finally like, hey, I'll call you later, or like, can we talk later? Like, can we, like, she's finally like, oh my God, you've sent me 50 text messages in the past hour and a half, and you asked me if I had vanilla ice cream, which is really weird. I don't know what's going on. I'll call you. So they talk, and he's like, hey, I just wanted to hear your voice. I sort of miss you. Anyway, I've been jerking off a lot, and when I do, I think about you. So I think that's pretty romantic, right? Anyway, hope your balloon knot's doing well. Don't untie it. Bye.
I know. Fascinating. He's like, good night. It's like, yeah. You got one sentence in. Poor guy. He's so excited. He's like, she called me. She's like, you're running my iPhone battery into the ground. Please stop sending me notifications.
So the next morning, Nico proved why he still is a man dear to my heart, because his version of flirting, because, you know, on Below Deck, the only way you can flirt with girls is if you offer them food. So his version of flirting was to offer Brie a croissant. And she's like, I'm only going to take it if it's chocolate, which is like, oh, my God, I'm Brie. And she was like, well, I wouldn't offer it to you if it weren't. I was like, this scene is so hot. Oh, my God.
Boner.
Boner.
So they do some more anchor stuff. And the captain's like, whoa, I'm nodding at Baker. I don't even know what's going on right now. And then it's breakfast time, because this, you know, the guests kind of suck when everything's a meal, because now we're at breakfast. And Leanne's like, oh, honey, look at this buffet, just like I do for you every morning. Leanne's one of those people who just says all those things she thinks are hilarious to waiters, and we want her dead. You know, like, well, I cook like this myself at home. Or when the plate is empty and you're picking it up and they go, well, hated it. Must have right. Didn't leave a drop on there.
Yeah, she does all of them.
Yeah, she's got them all. She's like on a tour of every obnoxious fucking thing customers say to crack up the people who are waiters who are too stupid to have ever heard this stuff before.
Yeah. So, well, nothing could beat what my dad said once, because my dad is the king of doing those things. But I think I've told the story on the podcast before, you know, because it's been 5 years since we've been doing this. But why not dust off the story again? There was one time when we went to a restaurant and my dad ordered like penne puttanesca. And do you remember this story?
Vaguely. I remember you telling it, but I don't remember the good shit.
Okay. Well, this is for all the new listeners. A lot of people have come on board since then. So my dad loves cracking a joke at like a restaurant. Just, he's like classic Leanne Toohey. Except Sandra Bullock never portrayed my dad. But so he ordered penne puttanesca, and when we were leaving the restaurant, the host says, how was your dinner? And my dad goes, fit for a whore. And the host was like, what? Oh my God, sir, I'm so sorry. And we're like, what, Dad? What? He's like, you know, puttanesca. You know, it means whore in Italian. So, like, you know, fit for a whore. I'm like, Dad, he wasn't even our waiter. He had no idea that you ordered penne puttanesca. Like, why are you saying this, Dad? And he was, like, cracking himself up. Fit for a whore. We're all, like, mortified.
No, that's one I could totally get behind, because it makes you think, you know? And it's not just the same old shit that they drag out over and over. The worst is when it's like when you don't say that stuff to a waiter, they're confused. Like, wait a minute. You were supposed to say hated it because you didn't leave anything on. Then I was supposed to laugh and take it back to the kitchen. Because when you don't say that stuff and you have an overeager waiter, they go, how was that? Hated it, huh? It's like, okay, you've just taken the customer saying and reversed it, and now you're basically calling me fat. You fucking cut fitness. Get out of my face.
Yeah, that's no good. It's funny. It's so funny that we're talking about this, because I was imagining if my dad were like on Below Deck, if I went with my family on Below Deck, and like that would be the end of my friendship with Kate. Like, she would just hate me.
Well, your father just called me a whore, so.
I think it was because when Kate said, when Kate referred to Leanne as Leanne, I was like, that's what made me think of it. Because my dad's whole thing is, if he's ever in a situation, like whether it's like a hotel or like a car dealership, when someone says, oh, what's and what's your first name? He always goes, Mr. Just not like being referred to by his first name by strangers. So if Kate ever called him Larry, be a big problem.
I like that your dad's the upstate New York version of like Downton Abbey.
He is. He is. So I was like, oh, God. Like, Kate would have to call him Mr. Mandelker, and then she would hate me and make all sorts of comments in the galley and be like, well, these people are the worst.
That's amazing. What's your name? Mr.
Oh, he did it. He, like, every time my dad would, like, it comes time to, like, buy a new car, renew the lease, and go into, like, the car dealership. Hey, I'm Chris Car Salesman. What's your name? Mr. Every single time. But it's why
that
I love my dad.
That is fucking perfection.
He's scary. He can be real scary. He can cut anyone down.
That's some
it's amazing.
Shit.
It's amazing.
Well, speaking of, let's have a tailgate party. I have no idea how to do that, but I understand what a tail is and a gate is, and also I'm not going to go on it. So, Jen, take this gigantic jar of mayonnaise and have fun with your day.
Okay. I'm going to be working on my star form, because I'll be cutting stars still, because even though they're stupid, I have standards, and I refuse to cut stupid-looking Super Mario stars.
I will never go back to those typing paper stars again. Okay?
Gosh darn it.
Gosh darn it, Mario. Those stars will now be referred to as The Vanishing, which, yes, I know, was a film with Sandra Bullock. Just shut the fuck up, you stupid lady. I'm going to fucking kill myself.
I'm just counting my numbers now. Oh, gosh.
So basically, since it's a tailgate, Kate's like, Jen, you can be the cheerleader. Rah, rah, siskoom, get the fuck off my boat. I'm sick of looking at you. So they go over and they have like a super casual lunch. And Jen decides that because she's a cheerleader, she's going to change her outfit and wear
so
basically
literally be
like,
a cheerleader.
Yeah, but she doesn't have a cheerleading outfit. So she just is wearing like kind of a casual swimsuit type outfit.
Yeah.
And Baker's like, well, what's she wearing? Everyone's like mortified that she's not in uniform.
Yeah, because she's wearing just sort of like a crop top.
Yeah.
Like it's not. She just uses it as an excuse to get out of her uniform.
And then she comes out screaming after she changes. She goes, whoa, yay, Matt! Or whoever
no,
she's
Bruno.
Talking. Yay, Bruno! And so she's like running away. She's running away from all the guests, screaming and yelling, now in a casual outfit. Everyone's like, what is this girl doing?
Yeah. Everyone was fully, fully confused.
And Baker is like, well, I was the only girl in step class or in step team or whatever. So I'm going to cheer with her. And
that was surprising. She's the only white girl. I would not have expected Baker to go onto a step team. But,
and she's good. She's pretty good at it, too, huh? When she performed.
I guess.
I thought. I mean, I don't really know. Like step, so I can't judge, but I thought it was good, especially because Jen had no idea what she was doing and just stood behind her awkwardly going, yay!
Well, Jen was probably like, oh, I could do step also, and she probably put out one of those little platforms was going up and down.
Like she's that like, early 90s. Oh, wait, I'll change it up. Goes up a step and then, like, throws her leg out to the side and back down. God, step class. Those were hell. Do people still go to step class?
I'm not sure. I think Zumba is more of like the thing.
Oh, or... I hated those step classes. My mom used to make me go to those with her.
Really?
Yes, because I was so fat. She's like, we are going to have so much fun, honey. We're going to go to step class. And I was like, fucking kill me, okay? And then I would leave step class not thin. And I'd be like, what's the point of this? Like, I thought it was supposed to work in like a minute. I still hate steps. I hate them.
I always like to think that all exercise works in a minute. I'm like, get done with working out with Horace, my trainer, and I'm like, I'm fixed. And I'm like, then I look at myself in the mirror. I'm like, no. When can I look like Bruno? When? Probably not today because I just chugged a Starbucks Frappuccino with whipped cream.
Well, let's see here.
Did you mention the starfish? This is when we saw the starfish, by the way. Starfish showed up at the picnic.
Starfish! Oh, my God, look, it's a star! Hey, little star, do you want to make a film about my life? Too late! Her name was Sandy.
So, while the tailgating picnic is happening, where Matt is cooking up, like, burgers and hot dogs, which, again, admittedly, delicious. I love a grilled hot dog. Still... I question the sophistication level. But so then Matt makes his way back onto the yacht and Kate's like, so Matt, rather than having another ice cream disaster, I was thinking that maybe we could think about dinner like at least an hour ahead of time. What are you thinking? And he's like looking at all their faces like, Let's see. Wedge salad meets meatloaf, chicken a la king. It's like A Beautiful Mind, but not. And he's like, okay, chicken a la king, lasagna, something I saw on the Food Network on Pioneer Woman. Yes.
And Kate's like, okay, look, I'm only saying this because I really like you and I like working with you. What happened last night? Were you tired? Do you need more sleep? Do you need a nap right now? Do you need help? How can I help you? Just tell me what I could do. Are you happy? Do you enjoy it here? Do you want to get fired? Should I try and get you fired? What do you want? Just tell me what you want, Matt. And he's like, no, no, thanks for the advice. You know, Kate's right. And then she goes, okay, look, I really want you to pull out the stops tonight. Let's do some dots. Let's do some smears. Pull out the big guns.
He's like, got it. Tonight will be turkey meatloaf. She just is staring at him like, do you want me to pass judgment silently or with a caustic barb? So he's like, you know, I don't like to hear it, but Kate's right. You know, I've been distracted and tonight I'm going to pull out all the stops. I'm like, dude, you said that last time also.
Well, it's like he only pulls out all the stops when he gets in trouble. He's one of those, you know, and he's only realizing he loves his girlfriend once he's made an ass out of himself drunk. It's almost like having to be at rock bottom at all times so that you can make an effort in life, which I actually get and understand and empathize with, or sympathize with, I mean.
Yeah. So the tailgate crew comes back. And Kate sees Jen's outfit for the first time. She's like, huh. Huh. Huh.
So did she do that on purpose? She's like, am I dreaming? Is that normal? Anyone else?
I can't help but be reminded of another Sandra Bullock movie called Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close.
I just saw another Sandra Bullock movie from 1988 for the chef. It's called Making Sandwiches. Okay? Let's make a little more effort next time, sir. So basically, she gets mad, and Brianna, who's, I guess, trying to come off as like the positive Polly, you know, Pollyanna or whatever, but she's Brianna. I don't really know that she's the positive one. But she's like, maybe she was just trying to be in character. And Kate's like, well, I would believe that if she looked like an actual cheerleader. But.
She looked like a mall goer instead.
So for revenge, she makes Jen be the mascot of the boat. So yeah. The captain is having dinner with Leanne.
So, Matt is now part. He's going to step up things for this dinner. And so Matt has decided he's going to, in an effort to step things up, he's going to make cheesecake two ways. And he's telling this to Bruno. And Bruno's like, so... How many ways you going to make the cheesecake? He's like, two ways. Bro's like, whoa. That's like, first I'm going to roll one in like white chocolate, and I'm going to roll a cheesecake ball in dark chocolate. Bro's like, whoa. I'm tired.
You should call these balls tired. That was so many things you have to do to the balls.
Whoa, that's exciting. Some MS
and
like, yeah,
he actually
Bruno.
Does a really good job on those balls. Kate's like, well, cute. I would like to say this is the best dinner you've ever done, and those balls, wow, sir, wow.
Great job outsourcing your creativity. So, and Bruno's like, yeah, my mom made dessert when I was a kid and teach me how to make dessert too, but now I'm tired, so I don't do dessert.
And he looks so happy making the dessert. I think
he
you
was
found your space
balls.
In the world, Bruno. No one.
I know.
Although it is hard to not resent a dessert chef with abs like that.
Yeah. Yeah,
truly.
I resent any pastry chef who could knead dough on his own abs.
Yeah. He's like, well, the dough is clean now. I'm tired.
So Kate's like, Captain Lee, I was wondering if you would like to join the guests for dinner. And he's like, yeah, surely you would, yeah. I'm like, the only reason why she's inviting Captain Lee to dinner is so that way she can fully, fully, fully embarrass Jen. Dress her up and parade her in front of not just the guests, but also Captain Lee.
She's like, I would like to announce a very special guest for dinner. Sandra Bullock. Nope.
The Prince of Egypt. That's another Sandra Bullock movie.
Nope. The captain.
Oh, the guy who drives the boat?
Yes.
All right.
Well, hello. What a pleasure. So let me ask you, Leanne, this film, how'd it come about?
It's like, oh.
Well.
I'm glad Leanne gets a chance to tell this story.
Yeah. So meanwhile, Kate starts dressing Jen up as the yacht mascot, and she's basically putting her in all of Baker's clothing, because of course Baker brought on sneakers that light up in two different colors and a crazy visor.
Well, when you drive an RV around, sometimes you gotta pee in the middle of the night and you can't see.
I'm here for Baker.
And then part of the costume involves Jen having to put on a life preserver. So Kate's like, come on, you got to hurry up. You got to get in a costume. And Jen's like, hold on, I can't figure this out. And she's like gnawing at the life preserver practically. And Kate's like, well, I'm glad this isn't an actual emergency, because then you'd probably be dead by now. How does it work? She's like putting her foot through the life preserver. No, it's a vest. It's a vest.
So funny. Poor. And Jen, you know, it's like, I get, she's like, this is embarrassing, which yes it is, but you're also like holding the spray bottle of bleach backwards, you know what I mean? Like, it's all embarrassing. So she goes out and everybody loves it, and she's kind of mad at Kate later, and she's like, well, I'm always the last to know, so whatever. She's like, what do you mean? It was great, everybody loved it. She's like, well, whatever. No, they didn't. Blah. She goes, I get so mad when she sasses me because I'm trying to say thank you. Thank you for letting me abuse you in such a fun, ridiculous, cartoonish way. Now, fill this with orange juice. She's like, if you don't do this right now, I'm tapping out. Well, if you don't know how to do this by the fifth charter, I'm done. Good night.
Figure it out. Jen's like, fine. And she like goes to pour the orange juice and totally misses the carafe. It's so hard. I didn't know she meant pour the orange juice in it. I thought she just meant hold this in one hand, pour the orange juice in the other hand, and hopefully they'll land in each other.
Oh my god. And that brings us to
that's the end of the below deck. But now, since it's Friday, we get to do Crappin's mailbag. Did you like the way I railroaded Crappin's mailbag in before you could say it was the end of the podcast episode?
Well,
it's the end of the podcast. Below deck recap. And honestly, for the past like probably 90 seconds, I was like, okay, gotta time this just right. Gotta get that below. I was like, get in the mailbag before he forgets. Okay, so the Crappin's mailbag is where everyone who supports the podcast on Patreon at the mailbag level and above can write in questions, and we're going to answer them on the air. So you go to patreon.com/watchcrappins, and you see all the details there on how you can do that. So here we have something from Suvlaki. Suvlaki says, hi, Ben and Ronnie. Which OC housewife do you think would be most likely to be recruited by a cult? Which would start a cult? Which would accidentally join a cult and not know it? How about New York, Ramona, all three? Okay, so basically, who's most likely to be recruited by a cult and who's most likely to start a cult?
Rinna, definitely the most to be recruited by a cult. Because Rinna is the one where you just say, you're mad at her, and then you point her towards that person, and she's like, how dare you? You're like, no, now you're mad at her. She's like, okay, you are trash, or whatever. So I think Rinna is definitely the one who would join a cult, for sure.
And she would do it like, she'd be proud of it. She'd be like, listen, I'll do anything. I'll try anything. I'm a hustler, baby. I hustle, okay? You want me to be in your cult show? Fine, I'll be in the cult. Dorita, I think, would also be a good candidate. You know, first of all the Beverly Hills women are good candidates, because if you live in Los Angeles, you're very likely to be drawn into a cult. Okay. Yes. Second of all, Dorit would be like, oh, I thought it was a designer series. I came here to look at dresses. Turns out I'm now worshipping antelopes.
Dorit would be the one to join a cult, but then also bring it down from the inside. She'd be like, I was all into this cult until they asked me to drink some Kool-Aid. There's so much sugar in the Kool-Aid. It's like the only one that makes it out alive.
Hey, do you want to try this Kool-Aid? Does anyone want to try this Kool-Aid? Hello, people of Howard Boulevard, do you want to try this Kool-Aid?
I was like, no. It's like when Homer Simpson joined the Stonecutters and he ruined them. I think in terms of who would start a cult, now that is interesting.
Who Bethany, would start... I think, would start a cult because everyone's just too afraid not to be in her cult. She'd be like, what? It's like Scientology. It's got science in it. What are you, dumb? What are you, dumb? You don't want to do it? There'd be like Scientology signs behind her head in every single scene. I mean, Jesus Christ, she'll brainwash your ass just with product placement alone.
I almost feel like Deandra would start a cult just to piss off her mom. It'd be like a very bossy cult. It'd be something like, all right, so here's what we do, okay? From now on, we're going to be worshiping goats. You're going to pay me money, we're going to worship the goats. Okay, that's it. I don't want to hear anything, okay? I don't want to hear about what you used to believe in, okay? You're here now, okay? You believe here, you belong here. Okay, you're wearing robes. Everyone wearing robes. That's how I want it. What is the problem with you? Why are you not wearing your robe? Wear your robe right now. I'm sorry, mother, but this is what I'm doing right now.
We are not going to pray backwards with the F word in my house, cults.
I like this question. I really like thinking about who would join a cult or who would start one. Who would accidentally join one and not know it. That would be Cameron, for sure.
This cult is not my cup of tea. Mm-mm.
Dumb cultists worship goats. Smart cultists worship everything.
Mm-mm.
I'm not wearing that robe. Mm-mm. I'm waiting for my starship to save me. So I'm putting on Nikes.
We're going to make people think that we're a cult, but in the end, we're just going to be a cult. Trick them.
We're going to tell people we're a religion, but secretly, we're a cult. I'm going to Topanga Canyon. Apparently, I've got to meet this actress up in the hills. I'm really excited for what's going to happen next.
What else is in that mailbag, honey?
Well, this one is from Siobhan O'Brien.
Yeah, yeah.
Spelled Siobhan. She said, so Siobhan has been in the hospital.
Siobhan, we love you.
Siobhan. So she says, so being in the hospital plus the Below Deck Marathon, I think you know where this is going. I actually don't, but I'm excited to hear where it's going. If the Below Deck crew worked at a hospital, where would they be on the staff? Obviously, Captain Lee would be the chief of staff. God damn it. Feel free to use from other seasons. So if, let's say, Below Deck, those people were all working in a hospital, who would do what?
Well, first off, that's one of the most terrifying things we've ever been asked, because they don't really, like, look at the resumes. They're just like, well, you look like you're hilarious, so why don't you work in this hospital?
I think that Bruno would clearly be the anesthesiologist, but they'd, like, come wheel the patient in on the gurney, and they'd be like, oh, Bruno, you have to get off the operating table. I know, but I'm tired.
He'd be like, I'm giving you anesthesia. Do you feel it? I feel it. I'm tired.
You mind if I sleep here with you?
No. Bruno, stop giving yourself the anesthesia. But I'm tired.
I think Baker would be the candy striper. Stripper. What do they call it? Candy striper, right? Like, hey, candy!
Matt would be the one without vanilla ice cream after your surgery. He'd be like, sorry that your stitches hurt, but I'm out of vanilla.
Mm. Yeah, they'd be like, ugh, this hospital food, it's so plain. It's like the chef didn't even try. Aren't I supposed to be having applesauce? Yeah, funny about the applesauce. Turns out we don't have apples, so here is some whipped cream instead.
Oh,
Kate
Matt.
Would just be a nurse in like a hilarious way, like, so you should really be going to sleep now. I'll check in on you, but please stop pressing that button because I know you're not dying and I'm not going to give you more morphine. Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Look, I put some stars up and some pebbles on your little bedside tray because you're never too sick to have a good tablescape.
I've cut out a star for you with your own skin to put back on your own skin.
and I've drawn Sandra Bullock's name on with a Sharpie. So,
yeah. All right. Well, let's close up that mailbag, shall we?
Please.
All right, Ronnie.
Do all right, everybody.
What you were put on the earth to do. Send us off into the weekend.
Everybody, we love you so much. This has been such a fun week here at Watch What Crappens. Thank you so much for being here. Come see us in San Francisco November 4th. Get those tickets. Find the link over at watchwhatcrappens.com. And we will be covering Real Housewives of New Jersey for that show. So it's going to be lots of Siggy yelling. It's going to be some really good times. Come, we're going to have so much fun. Go check out our Top Chef bonus episode this week. It was really a great time. And we will talk to you next week.
Bye, everyone. Everybody.